River.
From the lush green fields of the Delta, the waters of the Nile flow onward towards the sea. Standing guard at the Mediterranean is the great port of Alexandria. I had come to the end of my journey down the Nile.
At last! The Med!
I travelled almost 3,000 miles through three very different countries, united by one extraordinary life-giving river.
I think what this journey has really shown me is the astonishing legacy of the Nile. Of course, some of the world's first great civilizations grew up on its banks, but it was also central to the development of some of the world's great religions as well. What surprised me the most is just how important the Nile is today in shaping the beliefs, but also the politics of the people who live along it.
The key question about the Nile is who owns it? The answer will help to determine whether the river is shared peacefully or controlled by force. Personally, I suspect most people would say that it should belong to everyone in the countries of the Nile.
The Nile today is as important as it has ever been. Hundreds of millions of people and entire countries depend on it, and they've got to find a way to share it.